Concours IENA, session 2013, épreuve orale d'anglais. Début du dialogue 1.
The dense network of the internet was supposed to create a global village and make it easier for us to communicate with one another and enrich our relationships. But it seems to me that social media have just made us feel lonely. In fact, the more connected we become, the lonelier we are. I think that solitary living and loneliness are an epidemic that's making our society mentally and physically ill.
It's true that more and more people are living alone, but loneliness and being alone are not the same thing. It isn't the quantity of interaction with others that makes people feel less lonely, it's the quality of that interaction. Loneliness is a psychological state. It's not a matter of external circumstances. Studies show that people who are married may feel less lonely than single people, but only if their spouses are confidants and if the couple shares a close relationship.
But at a time when more and more people are living alone, social media sites like Facebook only make the situation worse by giving people the impression that they're interacting with people when in fact they're still alone. The time people spend on Facebook replaces the time they might spend in face-to-face interaction with their friends and family.
I don't agree that Facebook is to blame for people feeling more lonely. I believe that you get out of it what you put into it.
What do you mean?
The internet doesn't cause loneliness. The internet's just technology, a mere tool, and it all depends on how people use that tool. If you use Facebook to communicate with people who are friends of yours in the real world, if you use the like button and comment on friends' posts and so on, that can keep up and deepen your friendship. It can increase your social capital. Personalised messages or composed communication are another way of keeping in touch with real friends you already have and are more satisfying than one-click communication.
But many people don't use Facebook in that interactive way. A lot of people just passively read other people's information. Scanning your friends' status updates and updating the world on your own activities via your wall is what I'd call inert consumption or passive broadcasting.
I don't quite follow you.
Well, it's a lonely business wandering the labyrinths of our friends' and pseudo-friends' projected identities. It's a lonely activity trying to figure out what part of ourselves we ought to project, who will read, and what they'll understand. It's disheartening to hear about all the lovely things that other people are doing. It can make people envious and lead to disconnectedness and depression.
If people read about lives that seem much better than theirs, if that means anything, then one of two things can happen. They can feel worse about themselves, or they can feel motivated. I don't think Facebook makes people lonely. It's just that people who have a tendency to live alone and to isolate themselves are attracted to the internet.
But it can aggravate that state.
Facebook is like a car. Did increased use of the car make us lonely? No. It's the way we use the car. If you use it to drive to work alone, whereas before you took the bus and talked with other passengers on the way, the car certainly contributes to isolation. But if you use the car to drive to work with your colleagues, it can be a way of building relationships.
What's truly staggering about Facebook usage to me is not the sheer volume of 750 million photographs uploaded over a single weekend, but the constancy of the performance it demands. More than half its users log on every day. Among 18 to 34-year-olds, nearly half check Facebook minutes after waking up. Facebook never takes a break. We never take a break. Human beings have always created elaborate acts of self-presentation, but not all the time, not every morning, before we even pour a cup of coffee.
The focus on self-presentation might make people more narcissistic, but I don't know if it makes people more lonely. Again, it's a tool, and what we get out of it depends on how we use it.
Fin du dialogue 1.